this is Birds Make Birds.
You're listening to Freeform Radio.
91.5 FM.
WMFO, Medford.
Medford.
I'd take my time just to try a little more. I'd try a little more. The hardest pill to swallow is the truth. I'd take my time just to make a little more. I'd take a little more. I guess you got me good.
Cool.
You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam, and we have Tia with me tonight.
What's up?
What's happening?
You know, life. Life is happening.
It's always, that's your answer every week.
Because life is always happening. It doesn't stop.
No, it does not. Not yet, at least.
No, well, never. Not for me. I'm going to live forever.
That's true. I mean, you are recorded in time right now.
Exactly. So I'm just going to keep living.
As long as no one loses these MP3s, you're out here.
Yeah, aliens are going to come. We're going to like become extinct. And they're like, wow, look at these majestical creatures.
Yeah, they'll be trying to decode your sentences and everything.
Exactly.
Finding old cupcake records.
Okay, listen. I don't feel like everybody needs to know that that's, you know, my favorite rapper, Stress, right now.
Rapstress. Yeah, Rapstress.
Actually, my fourth, I'm not going to lie.
Who's your top five right now?
Well, number one will always be Missy Elliott.
Okay.
Number two is Cash Doll. Number three is Asian Doll. Number four is Cupcake. Number five is Nicki Minaj.
No Bad Bobby? Bad Baby? Okay, that's so disrespectful. I apologize to all the female MCs out there.
She's going to be on tour, Asian Doll.
Is she?
Yeah, that's who I was talking about. Oh, well, Asian Doll, the rapper, she's going to be at the Middle East in June. I think June 1st, if I'm not mistaken. And she's going on tour with that Cash Me Outside girl. It made me so mad. I don't understand why she's doing that, but whatever.
Everyone's met. Leeds booked that show, I think, and people were angry.
Really?
In the comments. Well, it looked like she was headlining.
She's headlining.
So your friend is going on tour with the Cash Me Outside girl.
I'm not happy about that.
Who, you sent me a record by the Asian Doll, though.
The Asian Doll. She calls herself Asian the Doll.
Asian the Doll?
Yeah.
All right, you got to put me on because I haven't felt this old in a while.
She's beefing with Azealia Banks right now. Like, literally last night, they started beefing.
Isn't everyone?
And, like, she got into a fight. Do you know who Rico Nasty is?
Yes.
She got into a fist fight with Rico Nasty and, like, really messed her up, like, last month. So
is she, like, a TMZ rapper or?
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. There's, like, this whole collective of dolls who, like, they have no relation and they all kind of hate each other. But, like, out of all of them, she's, like, the second best. So, like, she's kind of, like, what's the not? I'm trying to think of a non-offensive term to rappers that I could say. Okay, I don't mean this in any way, shape, or form to be rude, but I'm just saying, like, she's a SoundCloud rapper.
Okay.
But, like, she's one of those that's, like, I don't know how to describe it. She's a SoundCloud rapper.
Okay.
And she's not one who I think
who
wants to.
Who's your favorite doll?
My favorite? Cash Doll.
Cash Doll?
Yeah. Her birthday just happened. Happy birthday, Cash Doll.
Shout out to Cash Doll. This is, all right, yo, if you're tuned in, at LiveFreeODRadio on Twitter, LFODRadio on Instagram, Facebook, let us know your favorite doll rappers or provide any insight. Anyone can help me with pictures, links, anything, articles, pictures, links. Anything to keep up with Tia here. give me some ammo. But, it's fresh. You've actually been, one thing I like about having you on here is you actually bring in records for the people you're talking about.
Yep.
Which is always appreciated. Anybody can hit us up, actually. submissions@lfodradio.com. You can send us clean records. You should send us clean records. But T has been on that. And if you need help cleaning them, let us know because we can at least give you instructions.
Yep.
At the very least. But so what did you send me? It's called Poppin'?
Yep, Poppin'. It's really more of a PNB rock record.
Okay.
But Asian Doll's on it.
So she is kind of popping.
Yeah, she is.
Okay, so I'm asleep then, is what you're telling me.
Kind of. She just got verified on Instagram not too long ago.
Okay.
So, like, you know.
The fact that you did not say Cardi B in your list, by the way.
Really? I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be rude or anything. I don't think Cardi B is, like, as big as she is because of her skill. I think she's...
What?
I think it's because of her accent, and people, like, really like her accent and whatever.
It's
because
of her honesty. She's easily the most honest.
She's also really problematic. So like,
how is she problematic?
Ugh.
How?
She's made so many comments that I'm like, no, why?
What is her most problematic comment?
So she said this offensive slur to transgender people in a video.
Okay.
And made a rape comment at the same time. And then people told her, that's not cool. And then her excuse was, I'm from the hood, so I don't know. And then she said something else. She said the F word, not the F-U-C-K word, but the other F word.
A bundle of sticks.
Yes. And someone said, that's not cool. She was like, well, I'm from the hood, so I don't know. And then she keeps saying things and keeps saying it's because she's from the hood, so she doesn't know. Which, like, I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but, like, she's, what, like 4 or 5 years older than me. Like, you grew up with Google. You can look things up.
Jeez.
Like, and people are trying to educate you, and she's just like, well, I'm going to keep saying it. I'm from the hood, so I don't know. So I don't like that. No shade. Actually, shade.
That was a lot of shade. You can't just say that and then say no shade. But, I mean, I used to say I'm from New Hampshire when people would hit me with that stuff. Like, I don't know. I've never seen anyone like this before. But the thing is, but then once someone brings it to your attention, then, you know, that's a sort of test of your character, whether you're going to, you know, now that you have the knowledge, are you going to move forward with it, or are you going to continue?
I feel like there's like a huge difference between like, oh my gosh, I'm sorry, you know, I shouldn't have done that. It's because of this, rather than being like, well, whatever, can't do anything about that. So like,
oh man, it. I still love Cardi B.
I mean, I like her songs, but she's not one of my favorites, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, I can tell. I think, yeah, you... Well, let's see, because your taste is all over the place so far.
True.
So I have no idea what this poppin' record is going to sound like. But this is poppin'. I was going to play something off the new Royce da 5'9" and DJ Premier album, but we're going to do this instead. We're going to do this poppin'. This is PNB Rock featuring Asian Doll.
Asian Doll.
You said The Doll earlier.
No. She just Asian Doll. She calls herself that on Instagram, but...
She calls herself one thing, but she's actually another.
Right.
All right, Asian Doll, you heard it here first. You're tuning into Live Free or Die Radio.
Hey, man, grab that shit. All that shit, grab all that shit. Oh, yeah, I understand, yo. You understand me. God, it's the plan, ay. Yeah. Yeah, I hold it down for you. You hold it down for me. Shorty, you ain't gotta ask it. Hit them all up, you could grab it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it. You want it, you got it. But you pop it. If you want it, you got it. But you pop it. You want it, you got it. You better, you pop it. You better, you pop it. You better, you pop it. I'm a world. Got it. The bands all in my pocket. You shorty, you know it. I get the wood and you roll it. All of these hoes be on it. But you the only one I want it. When you call me at 3 in the morning, like daddy, come hit it, I'm on it. I come through and put it on you. Fuck you and I had you moaning. Shorty, you say that you love me. Shorty, you say that you trust me. You know I be in the trap. And you know it's times I might not make it back. Cause you know it's times that I be on the block. And you know it's times I be running from cops. Throwing them shots at them ops. Spinning the block on them ops. Shorty, you be on my mind. Cause you the only one I got. You the only one that understands me. And that means a lot. I understand, yo. You understand me. God is the plan, ay. I hold it down for you. You hold it down for me. Shorty, you ain't gotta ask it. Hit them all up, you could grab it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it. You want it, you got it. You better pop it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it.
I'm bad, I know it. My money be floating. These niggas can't touch me. My baby, I'm holding. You kiss me and tell me that I am so pretty. No makeup when we fall. Can't see none who got you. My baby, you driving me crazy. I can't tell, I won't tell.
that's my baby bitch. Bring my drugs, need your love, don't worry, he can't fuck. Dog, I'm so spoiled when I'm with you, I'm in love, in the trap, but I rap, I don't cap, sex with me, amazing, we're young bitch, so patient, I want you.
I understand, yo, you understand me, God is the plan, ayy. Hold it down for you. You hold it down for me. Shorty, you ain't gotta ask it. Get them all up, you could grab it. You want it, you got it. You better pop it. You want it, you got it. You better pop it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it. If you want it, you got it. You better pop it.
Trying to see what my victories do to sound like, you know what I'm saying? I'm working on it. I'm thirsty. You keep backing up, I'ma earth you. I would give you manna, this that Grizzly City grammar. This a brick inside a phantom crown, Instagramming. I can never ditch the camera. You can find me in the gut and ditch me with the glitz and glamour. Hammer on my hip, cow, let it rip, plow. Now you hit, hear that loud in the split. Crowd know it's pit. Leave you sitting with the clouds, body found by a ditch. All I need is a few pounds in the mail. I can pitch, got a diva, got diva chocolate brown. And she thick, went to town with a lip. Southbound on a round trip, leave a California cloud. Then I dip on the crowd for the chip. Got the crown in my grip. Leave you drowning and piss, shooting rounds till the click. Hold it down till every grizzly round me is rich. Go ahead, lose your head, put underground. I insist, shoot a rapper out his kill. Give his gown to my the mean.
Breathe, kill, murder, survive. Hustle, struggle, the pain, the pride.
Come on. Must be off the psilocybin. Left me out with conversation. Trying to go from moving grams to a Grammy nomination. I done seen all kind of hate. But since the day of my invasion, now would come smiley faces, foes by the congregation. Clothes, some designer made it safe with the combination. Club, got the bottles waiting. Drugs done in moderation. Slugs for the confrontation. Homies, honey cases. No congratulations. Send my condolences. Your career's over, kid. Too much baking soda in it. We know the summer. Name brand. Game plan bigger, who iller? Bet you couldn't name Ned or Sean. I belong at the top, in my palm. Got a knot, whip it soft till it rock. Sell it hard, this my block, my turf, my body, yo, my hood. My product, everybody know what's good, understood. It's part.
Breathe, kill, murder, survive. Hustle, struggle, the pain, the pride.
Come on.
Breathe, kill, murder.
Nothing says friend more than starving with your neighbor. Nothing says family like arguing and makeup. Nothing says wake up like that cold air coming through that plastic on your window in November. That breeze gave me chills like my introspective pen does. No intellect formed against us, she'll prosper. Noodles mixed with ketchup, stale pasta. I tossed it in the garbage in the can, that's outside, don't you tell Papa. Pressures of fresh dressing got me stealing out the register for booster sales. If they don't pass me in school, then the institution fail. If you hooping good, heard you cool, but I represent the tales of motherfucking your trust, double dutch, hula hoop betrayals. Dinner time, we got the message well before our food. Putting jelly on a sandwich from a deli called Lou's. In the alley, cops finna search you, we getting chased through there. We was not in the winner's circle, we just played two square. I done got brain from Spain, Spokane to Maine. And all I'm trying to do is bang cocaine, Lorraine. I applied my brand new mantra when I found the art to my consciousness, buying new watches for my counterparts. We make paper, you party, we play Vegas. Nothing but sirens surrounding me when we make wages. I'm fucking the girl of my dreams and we they favorite. That BMW I green like D-Ray Davis. I be giving orders out to mamas like they grandpa. Trapping this for rappers, I be grinding like the dance hall. I don't know astrology, I just know I'm a cancer male. Eating south of France, he who doubts the man can't prevail. Back when Guru used to manifest a rhyme, I was known for nothing less than just a candidate for crime. In and out of Ibiza, spending power of Visa, standing the test of time like the Leaning Tower of Pisa. In my D zone, so the b****s don't sweat it. Got the same piece of chrome, sweets long, Bishop on credit. Got the Glock Craig used to help out Smokey and Day-Day with. The 38 Mad Dog used to pop JJ with. You don't wanna end up on my bad side. Why don't you let me project some of this good on you? If I ever pick up on a bad vibe, that's all it's gonna take, then I'm good on you. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. I'ma let you finish telling that lie. Go on, do your thing, girl, do your thing. In the strip club looking for me a mind to rape. It's Friday, so I may stimulate the economy. I don't recollect if I ever offered advice. Make sure you walk it like you talk it or pay the ultimate price. All you petty bloggers and trolls forever calling me broke. If my money funny, then y'all must be Eddie Martin in life. Social network, if we talking, you bring your Boston. Tell him I got two deserts, I call them the Winklevoss twins. Dodging the fake, dark man, dobbing the cape. All of us are marked men, it's hits on y'all, I'm Zartan. Scar on the face, real recognize real. Who care what you foreigners say? My predators from the nation of Islam, corner and pray. What comparison say? Ain't got no roof, you just wear a toupee. The coupe ain't got no shoes like Eric Benet. Baby, I'm popping, I got like 8 or 9 watches. Kick my feet up, check the time on my ankle like I'm Afion Crockett. You don't wanna end up on my bad side. Why don't you let me project some of this good on you? If I ever pick up on a bad vibe, that's all it's gonna take, then I'm good on you. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. I'ma let you finish telling that lie. Go on, do your thing, girl, do your thing. You don't wanna end up on my bad side. Why don't you let me project some of this good on you? If I ever pick up on a bad vibe, that's all it's gonna take, then I'm good on you. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. Go on, do your thing, go on, do your thing. I'ma let you finish telling that lie. Go on, do your thing, girl, do your thing.
That's just eyes, gotta go. Just bowl, hustling on in the wintertime. Shivering off to the finish line. You want the heat, my just get in line. I'm coming up on the wave. This music, go get this paid. Lately, I don't got the days, cause I've been up in the days. Gotta be in it to live it, whoa. So I'm going submerged in a lifestyle I prefer. Like coming up with a burst, whoa. Swear I've been creeping and they do not even know how. Working on the weekends on something that's gonna make me proud, yeah. Love what I do, passion rap, that is fine. Grind, it's timeless, the front page is where you gon' find it. Working this mic is the mission, yeah. Take it right with the rhythm, roll it up tight and I'm spiffing. And even when I'm old, I cipher my children like that. Hey, girl with the bars, I got bars like I'm popping this. I do this for my family, babysit it's like a nanny.
Roll up and let them go, hop in the whip and I'm on the way. Just be hitting my phone, telling them I'm on the way. Know when I get in the zone, flick of the wrist and I'm gone away. Flick of the wrist and I'm gone away. 4 shots, get it on the day. Ride round, already got it. In my backpacks, in my pockets. I'ma stack racks, no rack tracks, only backwoods.
to that chocolate. Not in the booth and I'm up in the cars, making the play and the money is large. People compare but they nothing like ours. Come on the scene and I'm big and in charge. People talking muscle and they talking me. PH with the illy and you add the G. I'm afraid of really when they in the sea. Is acting silly off the Hennessy.
Silly off the sipping, I can feel it, cause I feel it. I've been sipping on the Henny with the lemon, mixed tequila with the OJ. I'm twisted like my Rolex. Roll up before I roll out, before I see the f***ing show that.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm gone, hopping the whip and I'm on the way. Just be hitting my phone, telling them fools I'm on the way. Know when I get in the zone, flick of the wrist and I'm gone away. Flick of the wrist and I'm gone away. Four shots, get it on today.
When I'm in a winner, cold, that's just highs. Gotta go, just bow. Hustling on in the wintertime, shivering all through the finish line. You want the heat, then just get in line. I'm coming up on the wave, this music gon' get this paid. Lately I don't got the days, cause I've been stuck in the days. Gotta begin it to live it, so I'm gon' submerge in the lifestyle I prefer, coming up with a verse.
Pull up and I'm gone, hopping the whip and I'm on the way. Be hitting my phone, telling the fools I'm on the way. Know when I get in the zone, flick of the wrist and I'm going away. Flick of the wrist and it's going away. Four shots, get it on the day.
Four shots.
Y'all gon' gotta have y'all to pull up a little bit more for this, you heard?
We stay
lit. We stay lit.
Hey, we're back on Live Free or Die Radio. We kicked things off with one from PNB Rock and what's it, Asian Doll? Yep, that was courtesy of Tia. Anyone else who has records for us, submissions at LFODradio.com. She was putting us on game there. Then we had one from Fashion with Mana, PR Rhyme, Prime with Do Ya Thang, and then Balin and Philly G. Yeah, four yeah. Shots. What's happening, boys?
Hey, what's happening?
What's up with
it? Welcome.
Yo, appreciate you for having
us. How you
us,
doing, man?
Look, sorry, we had to get the mic from over there.
Yeah, you got it, you got it. And we got Tayshawn with us as well.
Yes, sir.
He's micless right now.
Woo-woo.
But there it is. Yeah, it's not official.
I exist still, woo-woo. People. Hello, how you doing?
Yeah, man. No, that's good. That's good for now. So, you guys are on here because we're doing a little event together next Friday.
Yes, sir.
With a lot of the city. We got the pull up
to the pull up
at Once Ballroom. We got Philly G and Balin, mm-hmm. Deco Fam, Lily Rain, Lord Felix, Mike Weish and Inspecta, Boogie to God, Kayovani, Where's Nasty and Latrell James.
Yeah.
Shout out to Mass Apparel holding it down as well, and New Era of New England.
Anyone.
And LFOD Radio.
That's what's up.
Yes, sir.
Yo, I'm fired up. This show's going to be crazy.
It is going to be crazy.
It's going to be dope, man. It's a lit lineup of dope-ass Boston artists. Dope Boston artists, sorry.
No, you're good. Nah, it's crazy. So how did you get pulled into the mix here? How did you get involved with this?
Yeah, man, that was from the homie, man. I got to shout out Slim Fooley right now, man. You know what I mean? Slim Fooley definitely was the one who kind of put us on. I remember talking to him like a year or two ago about just like, man, we could just make events happen and the Boston hip hop scene. You just got to put the money up. And then out of nowhere, you know what I mean? The first pull up happened, and you know what I mean? We kind of just been watching from the sidelines, and mm-hmm. it's been growing. And you know what I mean? Now it's game time for us now. You know what I mean? So I'm about ready to shut it down.
Game time. Yeah, shout out to Slim Fool one time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, pull up because they took a little break because there's venue stuff. And shout out to Once for taking a chance.
Yeah, taking a chance.
That's why it's real important everyone shows out for this, comes out and packs the place out because open up a new venue for the city.
Yeah, absolutely.
But y'all are live as hell, though. You're vets on the performance scene.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say so. It feels like it now.
Mm-hmm. I've been doing this for a minute now. Maybe like 5-6 years been doing it together now. You know what I mean? So that's pretty solid.
At least, right?
Yeah, heck yeah.
Viva La Hop, 2011, 2012,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, heck yeah, man. Touring up and down the East Coast.
It's been a minute now.
The Pete Rocks, the Talibs, all that, you know? Yeah, heck yeah. It's been fire. But now I'm just hyped to do it back in Boston. You know what I mean? We was just down doing it in North Carolina like a week ago.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. But it's always dope doing it for the hometown team. You know what I mean?
Gotta.
Yeah, they go win out here.
For sure.
What was happening down in NC?
We did that show with Devin the Dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, heck yeah, we was opening up for him.
It was crazy, man.
Yeah,
it was a little surreal. That might have been the first starstruck moment we had so far in his rap career.
For sure.
That was the first one, Devin.
Yeah, that might have been the first starstruck moment we had in his rap career.
For sure. That's like, I was texting everybody. back up here in Boston, I was like, yo, it's crazy right now.
I felt like I had to change
the
my number.
Brothers.
Oh man,
yeah, that was wild.
Where was that?
It was in Asheville, North Carolina.
Oh, Asheville's dope, man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Shout out my guy Hugh down there.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Look, community down there.
They're cool, man.
Yeah.
They're nice. A lot of hippies, man. A lot of friendly hippies out there, man. You know what I mean? Those are my kind of people. They're cool with me.
Yep. Yeah.
Southern always hit Asheville.
Do you?
Hit Asheville.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Yeah, the drummer from Viva La Hop that we used to tour with, like, lives down there now.
Okay.
Yeah, he's doing his thing out there. Shout out to Ellington Underground. Mm-hmm. And yeah, anytime we're down south, we got to stop at Asheville for sure. There's nothing but love out there.
Yeah, man. I love North Carolina.
Bro, the Carolinas in general, man, they kind of get it popping.
Yeah, man, I've only been to Charleston, South Carolina. But
Chucktown, heck yeah. My sister's out there right now.
It's dope. Not a lot of music, though. There's no venues down in South Carolina, from what I can tell.
Yeah, nah, definitely not. But they definitely love rap down there, though. The whole South, man, they eat up rap, like, real, like, quick. It's crazy. Like, we've played a couple colleges down South and whatnot.
And they rock with y'all?
Bro, the most unlikely people, the people that you would look at and be like, there's no way that you listen to rap. Like, you look like you're going to be a lawyer or something. They're dabbing and turning up with us, and we're on stage. So
it's a universal language now, man.
It really
it's
is.
It's a universal
it
language.
Really is.
For
it's
sure.
Fire. Now let me split this. Hey.
So y'all know anybody else that's performing at the pull up? Like, y'all heard of any other artists that are gonna be, like, you know, sharing the stage with y'all?
Yeah, definitely, man. One time for the homie Latrell James. That's legit, like, the homie. I'm honestly really excited to see his set. You know what I mean? What's it? Boogie to God. I've been hearing good things about Boogie to God. I don't know him personally, but I'm definitely excited to check him out. You know what I mean?
He got bars.
Yeah.
He got super bars.
I'm pretty hype about Mike Weitz. Shout out Mike Weitz.
Yeah, I found out about him through doing the pull-up. I'm getting put on some of these dudes, too, through this.
Yeah, I've never seen him perform, but I heard that new project of his, and it was pretty dope.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I just heard the Contact High. Is that the record?
I think that was a song off it.
Yeah, I just know that one.
Yeah, it's cool.
I'm
interested. Some cool stuff. Yeah, I ball with him in NC. Shout out Cambridge.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you do the hoop hop?
Cambridge, boop boop.
Hoop hop. Yeah, I did.
Did you?
I did.
You had to think about it.
Yeah, sorry. Some of the tournaments be getting scrambled into one.
Yeah.
That one was really cool, yeah. I played on MDOT's team.
MDOT's a ringer. He's a secret weapon. His team always wins.
I guess I was the poison. We got
you did not win that year.
First round we got knocked off.
Oh man.
Oh,
yeah,
no,
dude. Yo, it was crazy. All these rappers were clapping threes on us.
Yeah.
But it was fire. If they bring me back next year, it's a wrap.
Alright.
Mark my words.
Alright, 5-year anniversary this year. Hoop hop. Shout out Bakar JB.
Facts. Now I'm ready.
He's putting out a mixtape too. They're doing compilations, so you gotta get on that too.
MDOT, okay. Right?
What?
Oh, never mind.
No, shout out MDOT too, but nah. It's Bezos putting together one.
Oh.
They just had a big recording up in Lawrence at KR's studio. Everyone's tied into it now, you know. That's the dope thing, is everyone's reaching out and doing things with each other right now. Yeah, and like, it's a crazy level of unity.
The vibe is starting to happen around here.
That's amazing.
It's slow, but it's definitely changing for sure.
Yeah, I mean, it's still, you know, a long haul. You know, it's not going to happen overnight. It's feeling that way, but...
This is definitely the beginning of that, though. Whenever people start coming together and doing things as a unit, you know what I mean? That's the beginning of it.
Yeah.
Because, like, it's not a competition in this music thing. It's a collaboration. And the sooner that people realize that, the faster that your scene or your city or your area can get put on. You know what I mean?
It's all about jamming.
Yeah.
It's all about jamming.
For sure.
Well, and also doing it before everyone moves to L.A., which happens every time there's a wave in Boston.
Hey, Sam, could we start doing things so when rappers say, like, really, like, gifted stuff, we could just do poetry snaps? Can we just do that?
We can take it into consideration. We gotta do something.
You gotta have a foghorn, bro. You gotta have
a sound.
You gotta have that ready.
I don't know if live free or die. I don't know if that screams live free or die, but I'm with it.
That's what I mean, bro.
I'm with the
maybe
snaps.
Like, all right,
Something. A bowl being pulled.
Yeah, we're gonna get a soundboard.
Yeah, I get it. We gotta get a soundboard.
Well, we've been doing like our own Jamaican air horn. You know, we got a few.
That's fine. That's all you need.
You know, sometimes I just shout flex bomb. You know,
whatever you gotta do to get it done.
Yeah, yeah,
boom.
Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Post-production. Hopefully the engineer is just going to add all sorts of weird sounds.
Yeah.
So shout out Thomas one time. Yeah.
Word.
Yeah, lay us some ad. You got some,
I was about to say, I could give y'all some. You can chop it up whenever you need it. What's up?
Absolute silence.
You know we used to play this game back in the day in the studio.
Did you?
Yo.
Yo, play it now. Yeah. Let's hear it. Yo, this is a rare moment. Live radio.
You want to go back and forth?
I'll do some classics.
All right, heck yeah, man. I'm going to start it off, bro.
I'll hit him with, you know,
a bop, bop, boop.
Ha!
It's bout.
Yeah.
You know what it is, live free or die?
Philly.
Boom.
Let's stop there. Let's stop there.
Swerve.
Yo, sure, the faces.
Let's stop there. Sipping it.
We can't keep it.
Keep it nigga.
Yo, this is great. I wanted this to keep going. This is great.
All the way, yo.
Balin's got him.
I know.
For days. I have no idea. You shouldn't have started, bro. Hey. Back in the.
Yeah, yo, I firmly believe that you cannot make it hip hop without a good ad lib. I think ad libs are the most important part of the song.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's real. That I didn't realize that until so late in the game. I was in like 10th or 11th grade or something. I told somebody, I was like, yo, I'm a rapper. They're like, you're not a rapper. What's your ad lib? I was like, huh? I was like, you don't want me to kick you a verse? You don't want to hear a song or something? You just want to know if I got, all right.
That's real, man.
Fill up that space.
It's real, man.
You do need that though. It is nice. I'll say shout out to the Migos. I'll say I listen to them just for their ad libs.
Yeah, man. Mama.
That joint go hard.
Mama. You need that for sure.
Oh my gosh.
The crazy part about Migos is like they have 20 different ad libs.
Yo, right, bro.
They have 20 different
ad libs. But they're consistent.
And they keep them in rotation. They keep them in rotation. You know what I mean? Like
they're all set with the same cadence, but they have so many ad libs.
Yo, they're practicing right now. They got them coming for us.
Yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. Shout out to them, man. One more time for the South, man. For the South Coast.
Yeah, man.
You know what I mean?
Shout out to the South.
We rock with the South. We're heading to the Crit show after this.
Oh, for real? Wait, is that tonight?
Yeah.
Where is he playing?
Middle East.
What? Is he playing with a band?
I don't know. He's got Sci-Hi with him.
No. Oh, my. Yo, what time is that? Hey, bro.
Doors opened half an hour ago.
I got to go, man. Okay. I'm sorry, bro.
I feel like we're the only people promoting it, to be honest.
Yo,
I didn't know Sci-Hi anywhere. Was the time, to be honest.
Yo,
if I knew.
Big crazy.
Yeah. Yo, I know, like, huge fans who are like, what? There's a show today?
Yeah. I didn't even know. I'm
see, it's crazy. That's what happens when you go independent sometimes.
Yeah, that's kind of facts.
Unfortunately, you know, because shouts to Crit, though.
Crit is still killing it, though.
Oh my gosh.
But we got the pull up next Friday.
Yes.
Yes.
Yo, and I'm fired up for it now. We're gonna play a record, and then I want to talk more to you guys about, you know, whatever's going on in your lives.
Cool. Yeah.
Good things?
All good things.
Yeah. Cause I've seen you guys live before, Balin. You bought me a shot, like 10 minutes before, just to be sure. You went, walked out in the crowd, and just started. What are you doing? All right, tequila. All right. And then a minute later, he's like, "All right, I'm going stage now." Yeah.
Must have been at Jewel. I'm gonna give you a redo of that performance that you saw at Jewel, because that was not my best foot forward. But I'm glad that you remember it being a good time.
Yeah,
that was good.
So he definitely remember you at the bar, though.
Yeah, absolutely.
I didn't say anything about the stage, but I'm kidding, man. But yeah, I'm excited. So you guys turn up, though, is the point.
Oh my gosh,
it's gonna be wild.
Oh, absolutely. We bring a party to the stage every time we do it. That's kind of like our whole MO. You know what I mean?
For sure.
Now you come and just do ad libs, and we're
good. I mean, I bring the bars too, but I mean, as soon as Philly gets on the stage, you know I'm on it. Just like sipping it. Yeah, you know I mean? Getting them proper.
Yo. All right, speaking of which, we're going to play that Geeked Up record.
Ooh.
You want to say anything about it?
My favorite record off the Smash
Bros. I will say
tape.
Something about it. Okay. I will say something about it.
Yeah, hands down.
Geeked Up, I want to say somehow, some way, was probably the first song off that project that we did.
Absolutely.
And
that's
crazy. And we didn't think it was going to be dope. And it was kind of like a...
It was experimental.
So, like, it was experimental because, like, the accelerated version of the story is Balin and I write very different with different people, different artists. Our process is different. Balin was trying to get me to do this whole project basically without writing it, and so we did. So we actually didn't write that project at all, none of it. And that was my first time doing that song in that style, just kind of like He Swears By like the Wayne documentary.
I was gonna say, because you do it like Wayne.
Yeah, heck yeah, man. You know what I mean? You just record it when you get there. No, pause, stop, and hit record.
So you did it that way too, or did you put your own twist on it?
The whole record. Nah. I mean, every session, we was kind of on a wave for like a little bit for that whole project. Three songs a night.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was happening every night for like a couple months. Yeah,
I mean, because we weren't writing it, so you just move way faster. You know?
Yeah.
So it's like...
yeah. And it's crazy with this record though, because when we did this, I like brought Philly into this like type of writing, and like we like even when we were laying it down, we were just like like we know this is just for fun, like it ain't gonna be nothing. Yeah, and then like after it was made and after we heard the whole project, we're like, yo, that's the most lit track on the whole album, bro. Yeah. Like
he was
wavy
for sure.
That just smacks. So yeah, heck
yo,
yeah,
you know what's wild though? Wayne he like sued QD3 to stop that from coming out.
Yeah,
he tried to get off that in the middle.
I mean,
and
I would
imagine, but he inspired mad people. Mad people watch that and they're like,
I mean, I just
that's
think
how he does it.
There's so many references to his lifestyle that I don't think he wants in the public eye.
Well, he looks bad in a lot of interviews,
he looks pretty bad in a lot,
but overall,
for me,
that's like Lil Wayne, though. So you're like, all right, like, you know. Yeah, if you haven't seen the Wayne doc, hit us up. We'll hit you with the Dropbox.
Wayne might be mad at you, but check it out.
It's a bootleg, but yeah, we'll link you up.
So. Balin's too coming
soon.
Yeah, we got the Dropbox. The mega upload. All right, so we're gonna play that Geeked Up. It's Balin and Philly G. We'll be back after this on Live Free or Die Radio.
Living it.
Hey yo, what's honey is yours, bro.
Yeah.
It's Balin. Philly.
Run around, geeked up, jeeped up, smoke coming out the back window. Trying to find the next thing that I'ma get into. Drank all week, I'm coming up a bender. Now I got the air to car, no mender. Loud got me satellite, how you in antenna? My n***a rolling woods up, finna catch a splinter. In Boston, you gotta keep the fire in the winter, y'all don't feel me though. Hopping on the mission, forgetting these digits so that I can split it with it to help me come up. I feel like a magician, the way I got them disappearing from flipping the results, always getting them to shut up. Yeah, keep them at a loss for words, like they saw me break somebody's head off the curb. Dope bars, good vibes, I got lots to serve, and I stay up on my swag like Rasta Herb. Swag on the shit, cause I'm finesse, tell them broke, they can stay up on my finesse. Like my boy, I know you wanna let us, let my nigga really come and tell you what the real is.
I tell them what the deal is, but they don't want the real. Tell them to calm down, I don't ever chill. They're hoping that I won't, but you know what they could real. Baylor gave me the call, and you already know the deal. I'ma throw it in the bag, walk through the mall, and I see the haters looking at me, knowing that they mad. And they know about the swag, I ain't gotta tell them when they see it. If they want it, we can take it to the lab. Grab the pen and pad, we can get it popping. Backwoods, Hennessy, yeah, the options. Take both, and your ass getting locked in. I be feeling nice, and we bout to get it rocking.
Watch them, blink, you might miss some. Got you choking like you bout to hit the split. Some. Got an Hennessy, we can get the sip of some. Juicy J, baby girl. Yeah, she step on the skirt. Riding the rose while I play with the skirt. With the skirt. With the skirt. Yeah. Riding the rose when I'm blazing the perks. Like, oh, yeah, blazing the blue. I'm about to stack it like Pepe Le Pew. She know it's a rap when she get to the room.
She know it's a rap when I get in it too. No holding me back, I'ma get to the moon. I'm making a stack, make a flip on the move. I'm making my snack, I'ma get to my food. The lion attack, making trips to the zoo.
Ride around, geeked up, chiefed up, smoke coming out the back window. Try to find the next thing that I'ma get into. Drink all week, now coming off a bender. Now I got a air to call, no winner. Loud got me satellite, how you in the tenor? It's rolling woods and I finna catch a splinter. Boston, you gotta keep a fire in the winter. Y'all feel me though?
Roll up, roll up. Got a little bit of Henny, pour up. Throw a little bit of ice in your cup. On a late night, better get to sipping even if it's 3 a.m. Motherfuckers seeing and they like, he Balin. Nah, they couldn't tell from the records he sell that he's a weird fucking hippie who just like to inhale. True love and good peace, new drugs and dope beats, a new plug with the four piece. Pockets on fat, but they getting no beats. These niggas ain't getting paper, they got no sheets.
I got a pocket full of tricks, nigga, no treats. Middle finger taking to the police. Other finger on your she on both knees. I put it in and do it quick and tell her.
speak. Get in the whip, take a trip, smoking OG. I burn a piff on the strip when I'm low key. On a hip phone flip, and my homie, he got chicks that'll strip.
And they lonely. OG, what we about to get on? I'm feeling super faded, I was finna get home. These chicks are getting naked, dick, we finna get down. And I might bound up for an hour the very minute it's on. Gotta tell me how this about to go. On your time, we can take it slow. But when I'm on my grind, it's about to dope.
And if it's on my mind, already know if it's about my time, I'm about to go.
I've been trying so damn hard to make new music. I've been feeling sorta like lately I'm a loser. I lost my mind a couple years ago, but I think I'm using all these crazy thoughts I had to show improvement. So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving. Oh, why don't you move? Cause you in the way. You such a waste, man. I really don't hear what you saying, huh? You giving me grace, man. Yeah. I swear my whole damn life been waiting, huh? I swear I've been waiting. Feel like they get a new fan, you want to amaze, huh? Yeah, I feel like the artists degrading, huh? Your rappers is breaking, huh? Yeah, all of the standards I thought it was not. You rappers is saying, huh? You rappers is saying, huh? You haters is saying, huh? You doubting, you saying, huh? What are we making, yeah? Where could we take this? I'm just an artist that's stuck in the matrix, yeah. Every calculus class, senior year BLA still let me pass. 1 year before I started pumping the gas, my mama found out she would whoop on my ass. Only one. Why do I feel like the why do I feel like the why do I feel like the only one? Why do I feel like the why do I feel like the why do I feel like the only one?
Why do I feel like the
only one?
Why do I feel like the
only one? So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving. Oh, why don't you move? Cause you in the way for me. You such a waste, man. I really don't hear what you say, huh? You giving me grace, man. Yeah. So either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving, huh? Yeah. Either you mess with the movement, or you keep it moving. You move, cause you in the way from me. You such a waste, man. I feel like to get a new fan. You walk through a maze, man. 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 I feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing, feel so amazing, yeah. I feel so amazing.
All right, so that was Movement by Anson Raps. He was on here last week. If you haven't heard that podcast yet, check that out. You can get us on iTunes,
Stitcher,
Google, LFODradio.com, just or search LFOD on any podcast app. And this one's going to be up there, too, Thursday morning. Mm-hmm. So that was Anson Raps. And before that, Philly G and Balin with Geeked Up.
Yeah, yeah, Smash
Bros. On that Wayne flow.
Hey.
Smash Bros.
Uh-huh.
What are your shows like?
Lit. It's a party. Every time. It's a party. Every single time. Don't matter. If there's five people in the room, all five of those people are about to be drinking with each other and everybody's going to be turning up. But there's 5,000 people in the room, everybody's going to be bumping shoulders with each other. And somebody, somebody might get kicked from a crowd surf or something. It's like, you know what I mean? Shows just be crazy. You know what I mean? They tell me to get off of things. They're like, stop, don't climb on that.
Yeah.
And
it's true.
It's going to get climbed on.
He has to perform with his own wireless because for obvious reasons.
Yeah. Because he was tripping, because we were literally tripping too much.
Literally.
What was your like wildest show you ever
had? Oh my gosh. Yo, wow. I mean,
think about it before you answer.
I know, right? I know, because that's like, oh my gosh. Wow. I mean, Batty with a Fatty, which is off of the tape Smash Bros. SoundCloud.com/PhillyGmusic. Check out the Smash Bros tape. There's a song in there called Batty with a Fatty. We performed it for our first time at this college that we play a bunch.
It was UGA.
UGA.
I guess UGA.
And as the song suggests, it is about baddies with fatties. You know what I mean? It's a baddie with a fatty. And we made the song live up to its hype and brought mad girls on stage, yo. It was like, and not even in like a, you know what I mean, not in like a creepy way or nothing. It was just like, yo, who's trying to rock? And they was all trying to rock, and it got flooded. Like it got flooded. Like it was, yeah, it was like too many people on stage. The security people were like, yo, we're shutting on the lights. Like, we gotta shut this down. And we were like, all right, we'll tell some of them to get off, but come on, man. Like,
yeah, we try to not pull people on stage because it always
we can't
gets
do
out
it anymore.
Quick.
We can't do it anymore. Yeah. But that was fun for what it
and
lasted.
We had a band, so like people in the band, you know, we can party, but like people in the band will stop playing their instrument and try to party.
Right.
You know,
like, yeah. Right. So now that was
like
affecting the
song, and we'll lose bass or something, or like lose guitar out of nowhere. Yeah.
It's different with Philly's on all the way on the right side of the stage with mad people in between them, and I'm on the other side, yes, and we're still rapping to each other. That's different because like the sound is not compromised anymore.
Yeah.
But like when you know when the bass player puts his bass down and it's like, yo, who's on stage? Yo, he was trying to dance with me. It's like, all right, now we lost the bass.
You need the bass.
I would say that our wildest shows were definitely Viva shows.
Yeah.
So far.
Absolutely.
Until next Friday.
We plan to change that
Friday.
We're trying to reestablish what we're doing out here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to get back to those crazy shows with just me and Baitlin for sure.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely, man.
Well, I mean, T and I are coming up on stage Friday.
Yeah, so
you better. You just be ready to we'll be thrown on stage. You know what I mean? Just be like, I mean, literally like surfed. You know, like crowd surf. Like,
we got it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys got to test the waters for us. You know what I mean? That's like
test the waters.
Yeah, oh, man. Yeah. You know,
can't have a Tekashi 6ix9ine situation.
That's what I mean. You know what I mean? Like, somebody's going down first.
Yeah. We'll just sacrifice ourselves for you. You
right.
know,
I promise. Yeah. That whoever crowd surfs, can we please catch them?
Yeah, we catch them.
Please catch them.
Yo,
please
dog,
catch
come
them.
On.
Please.
Yeah, no, the worst thing you can do is step aside.
That is really
it's
embarrassing.
So embarrassing.
Dude fell into the.
Yeah, it's not funny. We talk about crowd surfing all the time. Neither of us are yet to do it.
What?
What do you mean, why?
biggest regret ever, man.
Now I'm feeling.
Biggest regret ever, bro.
I need to see some crowd surfing.
Hey, man. Baylen first, man. Baylen first. He's smaller than me.
Yeah.
We could have done it. There's times we could have done it for sure, but I don't know, man.
You want to know what
you
I noticed?
You don't trust your fans?
It's not that I don't trust my fans, but you know, my fans drink.
Yes.
For real.
True. Okay. I don't trust the alcohol, bro. I trust my fans. I don't trust what I put in my fans.
Wait, but you want to know something that I noticed about every failed crowd surf? It's the fact that they didn't give them a disclaimer. They didn't give any indication on whether or not they was going to crowd surf.
I would like
so everybody was just thrown off and everybody was like, "Whoa, what
for
are you
sure.
doing?"
I watched mad videos, man. I've actually thought about this for years.
You've been studying.
I've been studying. You gotta be like hands up, you know.
Yeah.
Once the hands is up, you know what I mean. I'm not going to say
you're
clear
point
to go.
You
got to
point at the person who's going to catch you.
Exactly.
But you still have to give that
right
disclaimer,
there.
Though. Because mm-hmm. you want to be like, yo, can I crowd surf? And the people are
no,
going to
no,
be
no,
like,
you
yo.
Never ask.
Can I
you
crowd
point
surf,
and
guys?
Say, I'm coming. I am coming.
I will
I'd
say
like
this.
I'd like to know if I could crowd surf.
I feel like I would have the most polite crowd surf moment of all time.
Yeah. Because I'll just catch you and put
I'm
you
like,
back
hey,
down.
Hey, guys, can I crowd surf? And then I'm like, yeah, do it. Let's go. I'm like, okay.
I've seen people crowd surf with not that many people. You
facts.
Know, like 10 people, yeah, a crowd of 15 people, jump into 10 of them.
You,
I've seen
you
it happen.
Need a seat. You
this
don't
works.
Need a seat. You just need a puddle. You know what I mean?
Yo, like, we can't hear him.
Oh, yo, you don't need a seat. You just need a puddle for the crowd surf. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's definitely all good.
You just need a puddle.
That's what I mean. That's all you need. You can see, I can surf.
Did you guys tell someone to call? We just got a phone call.
Oh, wow.
We're going to take it on the air, so we'll see what's going on.
Who that?
Hello, VOD. You're on the air? Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I'm downstairs. I'm supposed to be coming up.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. We're in. That's probably for the next show. We're in the middle of an interview, but we can send someone down shortly.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
Cool. All right, man.
Bye.
Oh, man. I always hope it's Tony. You know, Tony calls in, and we got a few people that call in. Yeah, but lately, right. We've just been
Tony.
Like, I like low key. I was like Deshaun or something.
I know, right? Yeah. Right there with you. Shout out D Vibes. I thought it was going to be Roddy or something like that.
Oh man, we'll let him in soon though. But we got the most important question before you guys leave.
Can I ask?
Yeah.
Okay. What does LFOD mean to you?
LFOD.
It stands for Live
Free or Die.
Wait,
okay,
do it again.
Sure.
Wait.
All right. What does live free or die mean to you?
Hey, heck yeah. Live free or die. The first thing that comes to mind is definitely a New Hampshire license plate.
Shout out to you and Justin Clancy.
But whenever I hear the phrase, live free or die, yeah, I mean, I don't know. The other thing that comes to mind, I guess, is like patriotic joint. You know what I mean?
Me too.
It's cool that America could get out of that oppression, but it's like, can we really live free? You know what I mean? We all are probably gonna die. Like, sorry. Like, you know what I mean? But anyway, LFOD though, I thought that was tight. I was just thinking about this. It sounds like an elephant OD in the LFOD. That's what LFOD means to me. But yeah, live free or die is just like, do what you want. Don't give a damn. You can say damn, right? Don't give a damn what the officers say or nothing like that. You know what I mean? Don't let them hold you back. Live free or die. Shout out y'all. LFOD.
Word.
LFOD. Live free or die. You know, live your life. You know, I don't know. Balin kind of summed it up. I'm not... It does give me that, like, super patriotic vibe. You know?
Okay.
I'm finna...
It's like, yeah. It's Ben Franklin. Yeah,
y'all are the first to say patriotic.
For real?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
Nah. I mean, I don't want to. No, I get it. Cliche, no, you can. But no, I like so heavily think of New Hampshire. Like,
that's dope.
He said the plates. Like, it's like when you cross that bridge,
right?
You know, Clancy came up. You know Justin Clancy? Maybe.
I don't think I know him.
You should know Justin Clancy. Dope artist. Well, you should know whoever you want. You could know him someday.
I'm down.
But dope artist. But he came in and he was just like, yeah, New Hampshire license plates, cheap booze, cigarettes.
I
was like, yo, it's a little more philosophical, but everything's like, that's what it means to me, though.
The phrase itself definitely just makes me think of patriotic, like America breaking free, like telling the, you know, Britons to go after themselves. You know what I mean? Middle finger up is what live free or die.
Yeah, that's
what the phrase means.
It was from, General John Stark, 1804.
Wow.
He said, live free or die.
History.
Death is not the worst of evils.
John Stark. Do you think he's related to Tony Stark's?
No. I'll go out on a limb and say probably not.
He's Iron Man.
Maybe, though. I don't know. I'm not a comic book head.
My mom lives in New Hampshire.
Oh, yeah. Free or die.
So I'll be living free.
LFOD. LFOD. Yeah, OD on this LFOD. You heard? LFOD.
LFOD radio.
Yeah, I rock with y'all. Thank you. Yeah. We rock with you, too.
And thanks for having us up here, man.
Absolutely. Thanks for coming. And people who are tuned in, where can they find all your stuff? Just your social media, all that.
At Philly G Music, on everything.
Mm-hmm. Heck yeah. For me, it's at Balin Hip Hop. That's Bay to the L-E-N. L-E-N, you heard? Balin Hip Hop on everything, man. SoundCloud, Facebook, IG, all that good stuff.
Everywhere.
Thank you for being consistent with that.
I feel you. I don't want to be one of these dudes like, yeah, you know, just add me at 43597 _0. But nah, it's Balin Hip Hop.
The truth is,
everything.
My Facebook. I don't even know what it is. I think it's like Philly G77 or something.
We talking about you.
He be clowning me, tell me to change it, buy it, do what I gotta do to get it.
Yeah. Get it.
I told him to figure it out. He ain't figured it out yet. But I'll get everything else at Philly G Music. All the important stuff.
Shout out to Philly.
Yeah, all the time. Yeah, appreciate the consistency. We're off on Twitter, but we're working on it.
That's not
our fault. You still type LFOD and we pop right up, though.
That's true. Heck yeah.
Yeah.
That's all that matters.
Exactly. You don't even need the right at anymore because it knows what you're searching for. So
it's creepy. It's a little creepy. It's a little invasive.
It's helpful, though, invasive. Like, if I don't know, like, an artist's...
That's true.
Because, like, they don't all... It's never just their name. It's always, like, Balin raps or, like, Balin is a musician.
Yeah, that's
or,
true.
Like, you know, and if you don't know that...
Something. Yeah, that's right. True.
That being said, we're gonna get wild with you boys next Friday.
Oh.
Yeah,
we're gonna get extra wild. I'm
March 30th at Once Ballroom.
Uh-huh.
Yes, it's 18 plus. Oh, that's dope. It's 18 plus.
Yay.
Okay.
That's right. So be careful. Watch out for them X's, fellas.
Yeah.
Watch out for them X's on the hands. You heard?
Watch out for the X's. We're going to be doing the pull-up. It's put on by New Era of New England, Mass Apparel, and LFOD. We got Latrell James, who's going to be in next week. Ooh. So we got the Latrell interview next week. We got Where's Nasty, Kayovani, Boogie the God, Mike Weish and Inspector, Lily Rain, Lord Felix, Deco Fam, and these two gentlemen.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, Balin and Philly G. Philly G and Bay to the L-E-N.
Yes.
Find us everywhere.
Yo, Adlib Kings in the building.
You know.
It's Mr. You Know. That's the capital one. That's a capital G on Philly G. That's the capital one.
That's the capital
the
G.
The swipe life. And over here, that's the Ellian. That's Bay to the Ellian. L-E-N. You heard? Bay, like Bay State to the Ellian. It's the Ellian over here. Bay to the Ellian. O-D on the L-F-O-D. You heard?
Yo, normally bow. Play a song, but I might just like leave your mic on and let you go for like the next 3 minutes. That'll just
don't,
be our outro.
Don't do that.
We'll just slowly fade it out.
Yo,
you might.